all of you. And for the start, I should communicate to you. I can communicate in English, in German, and a little bit in Sanskrit. So I guess we have to decide. May I just have a quick show of hands, please? Who of you understands only English? That means English and not German. Wer von euch versteht nur Deutsch und kein Englisch? Könntet ihr ebenfalls so gut sein, eure Hand hochzuheben? Nur zwei. Then we can do in English. Are you all comfortable, you German-speaking people, with English? We will also sing a lot. I mean, we will transcend our problem with languages. I think we might do in English because also there is Ranga Devi who does put all this on the internet and the worldwide community of spiritual people prefers English over German, I found out. The subject matter of our little seminar or our time together is the power of mantra. Before starting to unleash the power of mantra, Kraft entfesseln werden. I would really, and before trying to give a few words in introduction of your body is called Satchinandan Swami. The speaker is someone else, but I will communicate in this reality with you. And I tested in the power of mantra when I was very young. It was when I was still a Rolling Stones fan. I used to associate with the members of the group whenever they came to Germany, and then people to myself, gift a lot. Many people of our generation, and one. So I turned on the TV, and inside the TV was the burial of my friend, and I cried more, and then just after Mick Jagger, that is the leader of this song band, had grief for this member, an exciting new band came in the TV, the Radha Krishna Temple album, who had produced with George Harrison. I don't know if these names mean something to you. At that time, George Harrison, we would pay our obeisances just for the sound of this name. He was a member of the legendary Beatles. And he had formed the Radha Krishna Temple album, single, which quickly became number three on the German hit parade. And, you know, so on the TV, I'm turning on this TV and I'm hearing of one death, and the next thing is I see George Harrison with shaved-headed monks like I'm now, on the TV singing a mantra. And friends, I don't know what that did to me. I looked. A moment ago I had tears in my eyes, and now I was looking at these people singing the mantra, and I started to sing. And when the song was over, I understood we are eternal. No one dies. For the soul, there is no birth and no death. I understood that by the power of the mantra. So this profound realization that there is nothing to grieve, we are all eternal, had just come for a moment into my awareness, and then again went away. But I started to search for a path to repeat this realization, and eventually became a monk. Now I'm traveling all over the world and speaking about the power of mantra, but much more, give workshops in which I hope to bring people into their own sacred space, the space where they realize that they are eternal, part of God, and I try to share that. I have become a monk myself. So today I will make a little workshop with you, which is part of a big retreat which I do. It's summarizing the experiences in the retreat. I'm trying to put this into a time of an hour or so, and I request all of you to join me with a simple readiness to be willing to enter your own sacred space, where you will discover all the treasures which are waiting for you on your own spiritual journey. I request you to enter this open-heartedly, but we are all from one family. We are the yoga family, so this is the best. It's an uncomplicated group. You're not. You are very familiar with that space which yogis call the yoga zone. So, yes. First of all, we will sing a simple bhajan, which is in Sanskrit called an upaya. Upaya is a means which brings us to a higher end. For instance, a bow is an upaya to bring an arrow to a goal which is maybe a couple of 100 meters away from here. Mantra is also such a upaya, such a means, and in the ancient Vedas, well, this is all in Russian. In the ancient Vedas, there is a very simple shloka. You have it in English, okay. It says, the Vedic mantra is the bow. You, the pure living entity, are the arrow. The target, the goal, is the Supreme Being. So when you chant a mantra and you take aim, you focus your consciousness on the Supreme in whatever way you understand Him, that mantra, if it is a powerful and genuine mantra, will bring you from your present level of consciousness, your present situation, and just, I don't want to say shoot you on the spiritual platform, it will transport you on the spiritual platform. But you must take aim. One of my friends is an instructor in bow shooting, and he once accepted me as his disciple. So my first arrows I shot to Africa. Somewhere else they came back by Federal Express. You missed the goal. You must take aim. And how to take aim while chanting mantra, we will try to learn in this workshop. But first, let us experience something to enter into the secret of the mantra world. We will chant the mantra, which goes like this: Ram, real long, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. If you could kindly say it. Maybe I should say it again alone. Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Good. I think you know how to do it. I will sing one time and then you let the sound vibration enter, like the breath which enters your lungs, and then when I stop, actually I can't stop, I will sing with you your chorus voice, you sing the mantra like the exhale of your breath. And while you do this, you can already try to shut off the senses and the external perception and go and concentrate on the heart space, where this mysterious Hridaya Akash, this inner space is. But I will say more about it, but you can already start.
Ram, Sita Ram,
Sitaram Jai Jai Ram Sitaram Sitaram Jai Jai Ram. Kindly just concentrate on the sound vibration and let the sound vibration be a guide, a spiritual guide, which brings you into the sacred space. Kindly sing. Ram, sing. Sita Ram. Sita Ram. Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram. Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram. Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Vielleicht ist sie falsch eingestellt.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram.
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Sitaram, 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 Jai Jai Ram. Thank you. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram.
Everybody, please, together.
Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram,
one more from the heart, please. You know that this area in which we are staying, not just the place but the area with the monasteries and all, is called in German Gottesgarten, the garden of God. So we hear, we find many flowers in God's garden, many kirtans, and there was the Christian kirtan from the upper church. Every blade of grass is doing kirtan. The syllable kirt in Sanskrit means to glorify, and kirtan is to do glorification. And I have something which comes as a, most probably as a surprise from you. The Saint Kshemaraj has written one Shastra and explained that every human being naturally does mantra. And I believe our yoga teacher, our respected yoga teacher, I saw how in the main tent you were giving a yoga class. I think you will love this information. Most probably you are aware of it already. What is that natural mantra which every one of us is born with, even since we are in Germany, Adolf Hitler? You know, not necessarily a spiritual person. Everyone has a natural mantra, and this mantra we are doing while we are breathing. That mantra is the mantra Ahamsa. As the breath goes in, we do hung, hung, and as the breath goes out, we do sa. That's a natural mantra. My assistant Gaurahari told me this morning that I had another mantra in the night. I was very tired and I was and this mantra. But everyone is born with a natural mantra, the mantra Hung Sa. But we are not conscious about it. I have a quotation. It goes like this. Now, this is Upanishadic language. Don't be offended. It's a little intense. Every individual, day and night, repeats again and again the mantra Hung Sa, but unconsciously. Day and night, 21,600 times, everyone should repeat this mantra consciously. It is simple but difficult for the Dalits. It's Upanishadic language, don't feel offended. I'm one of those Dalits. We breathe. And with our breath, which says Hung Sa, we are connecting to the swan, the supreme Hung Sa, on the lake of our heart. The heart inside has a lake, and on that lake there is the supreme Hung Sa, and the soul. So anyone who chants this Hung Sa consciously gets in contact and connects with that Lord in the heart. It's a wonderful secret. I would just love to do this with you a few times. This is now meditative. Kindly sit tall. It's in preparation for a very deep mantra experience, which you will soon make really an ecstatic experience. So I need to prepare you a little bit. Now, just concentrate on the in and exhaling breath, just very naturally. Try to lengthen, verlängern, the exhaling breath. And as you exhale, relax the limbs of your body entirely. Start with the legs. As you exhale, surrender them to gravity, a feeling of gravity. Mother Earth will take responsibility for your legs. Now relax your bottom in the same manner. As you exhale, surrender it to gravity. Keep on sitting tall. Go to your torso in the womb, where all the organs are. As you exhale, relax it more and more. Your shoulders. On an exhale, relax them. Our goal is to become incredibly relaxed, yet totally aware of
the exercise. Totally aware of the breath. Now comes your face. You have 2,300 muscles which you use for your facial expressions throughout the day. Relax your face. Now you will not look outside. You will look inside. Imagine your body to be a temple or a cathedral. There's a floor where the benches are. That's where you sit. There's a middle part where the chandeliers are, which spread that light. That's where your heart is, your heart chakra. And in that cathedral, there is also a dome that responds, relates to the upper part of your body or the upper part of your head, where the Sahasra chakra lies, that place from which the yogis can leave their body behind. Direct your consciousness now to the middle portion of your body, where the chandelier is, the light. That's where the Atma, the soul, resides. You're in this body, but you're not the body. You're in the cathedral, or if you wish, the temple. But you are there as a guest. You will now pervade this whole building, the building of the body, with the power of mantra. We will start in this cathedral, the cathedral of sound, at the floor where the benches are, where we sit. Direct your attention to those benches. And repeat after me the sacred Bija mantra, seed mantra, Ram. I will say it one time alone, and then you get this sign. It's your turn, and we will chant this Ram three times. Deep inhale, up in the cathedral of sound. Put your entire attention into the heart space. If you so want, see that divine lake in the soul and the supreme, the chant Ram. I will one time do it alone, then we will do it four times together.
Step up now. We will concentrate our whole attention into the dome of the Cathedral of Sound. It responds to the area in our body which is just underneath the top of our skull or the top of our head. We will go really into the upper portion of the Cathedral of Sound. I will one time chant alone, then we will do five times together. Energetic mantra. So I request you to
kindly raise your arms, keep them outstretched, almost as if you are in the mood of a tree which raises its branches to the sky. But you can also enter the mood of prapati, surrender, connection with the divine. From there, chant the mantra Gauranga. I chant it once alone, and then we chant it all together for 5 times. It is here where you can use some force in your voice. Force sounds maybe too forceful. Some strength. But make it an inner strength. Remain connected with the heart. 1 time alone, 5 times together.
Gauranga. Gauranga.
Strength.
Gauranga. Gauranga.
On an exhale, let your arms float on your legs and just notice what has happened. Lightness, perhaps the feeling of drowsiness, heaviness, listlessness, whatever the feeling is, let it be. Now rub your hands, gently bring them to your eyes as if in palming, and then move your hands away from your eyes and look into the lines of your hands as if you see them for the first time. In this way, slowly return to room awareness. Spiritual life is all about transformation. Transformation by the power of sound is a wonderful process. In this area of the world, the alchemists lived. They were often misunderstood, like also the yogis in India. The alchemy is not for making gold, really. Yes, something is done with an ordinary metal and then it turns into gold. It transforms, or maybe better, it transubstantiates. The substance becomes different. There was once a yogi, my spiritual master met him. He said,
I'm often misunderstood by the rulers. I can turn lead into gold or mercury or brass metal as you want, but with this I just want to show that it's possible to transform the human being. If you want to know the method how to transform the metal, I will tell you. One part of it is to swallow mercury, quicksilver. Most probably you shouldn't try it. Only if you're a yogi you will not die by this. But transformation of the heart, that's the idea of bhakti, at least the blossoming of the heart, the flowering of the heart, getting rid of those iron chains of ignorance and of attachment or of hatred, transforming these chains, these karmic chains. Oh, the biggest one is the ahankara, the knot of ahankara, the granta, the knot, the granti, that needs to be transformed. So the power of transcendental sound vibration, which comes from a different dimension, not a material but a spiritual dimension, has that power to turn ordinary metal into gold, or an ordinary heart which is ruled by King Ahankara, the false ego, into a blossomed heart where love is there, divine love. And I would love to now no longer speak theoretically but sing practically with you a very good transformational force comes from Lord Shiva. As we will chant, I will request you to go through three gates. This gets now mystical. Oh, here's even... Anyway, it's good to stand sometimes. Has any one of you ever been to Sri Rangam, a temple in South India? Not yet? You must go. It's a temple which is surrounded by walls. And through these walls you can go by crossing through Gopurams. These are gates you have seen in photos, these high towers which have an entrance actually on seven planes, but one is for us human beings, the lower entrance. So you go through these different gates and then you come to the Sanctum Sanctorum, the altar room. And then you get darshan, you can view the divine Lord Ranganath, who sits there reclining on Anantashesha. You can see the God, let's be simple here. So the same holds true in chanting kirtan. You will go through different layers. First you may go through the desert and you will see your inner demons, your shadows. Don't become discouraged. It's good that they make themselves visible. And you go deeper and you go deeper through the different gates until finally the door of your heart opens and you see God. And then you don't talk any longer. It is wonderful. So the first gate, this is a simple drawing, is the gate of the body. If you chant, it's good to sit like tall. If you sit like this, you might become depressed. There was once a problematic man, I mean a man with problems, is not a problematic man, a man with problems, who came to a saint, and he went like this. He said, "My wife left me. My sons think I'm a fool. The food doesn't taste well enough any longer, and I got sugar," and so on. And the saint chose to not answer. He just went like this. And after some time he said, "It works with me also. I'm depressed also. It's good, it works." And then he said, "Stand properly. Sit properly." So this is called alignment. I'm not a good yoga teacher. We have more qualified yoga teachers here in the room. And I don't want to embarrass myself. But there are ways how you can learn to sit properly. Ask a good yoga teacher and it will work. But for us simple guys, we can sit tall. the body. Then bring your mind. Don't leave your mind in the last movie. Bring your mind. Go through the mind of the body. That means just to concentrate. It's called traktaka. Bring your mind. Just concentrate. Be there. Many teachers talk about being in the present. And let the past sleep, and of the future don't dream there. Be there, be concentrated. And the last is bring your heart. That is, bring your feelings. Be there as a total human being as you chant. And then something happens. And here I want to tell you something which might at first disappoint you. These are three gates. The last is the gate to God. It's not under our control when that opens. We can try to bring our body, we can bring our mind, we can bring our heart, but we can't force God with a technique to reveal himself. It's up to his sweet will. That last door opens from the inside. He has to open it. If you ever try to push a door open, and you have opened it in the wrong way, you run and run until your finger hurts. That is a revelation, that last step. It's the Lord has to come. It's very important for you, because otherwise you will enter the kingdom of God with your boots on. I'm the doer, I'm the maker, I'm the achiever. No, leave these boots before the gate and become the receiver. That's very important. For any good yoga practice also, you need to see when the prana comes to you and moves you. You're no longer moving your body. You are being moved. Yoga moves you. That's the perfection. So in kirtan also, we wish to be moved by divine revelation. And before that happens, we have to give up the controlling ego. I'm of course a devotee of Radha and Krishna. I think you have guessed it by my haircut, my avant-gardistic haircut. I have Radha and Krishna here. You may have Ram there, or Shiva, or hallelujah, God in the Christian tradition. For all paths, this prapatti is called in the Ramanuja teachings, or Sharanagati, this opening the heart, taking shelter. Ooh, that works all the miracles. Then it's not a mental construction what you receive, but a divine illumination or revelation, then your yoga is good. Your bhakti yoga, your other yoga is good. So, I wanted to start with you. I wanted to request you to sing with me now a mantra dedicated to Lord Shiva. I'm singing it. I like to sing this because
He's the great transformer of the heart. Oh, here he is. Thank you. The lines of the song are Shiva, 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 Shambhu. Shiva, 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 Shambhu. Mahadeva, Shambhu. Shiva, Shiva. Oh, one moment. Shiva, 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 Shambhu. 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 Mahadeva, 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 Shambhu. Shiva, 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 Shambhu. Sitting excellently, the first gate is excellent in your practice. Please now bring your mind totally to it. Just concentrate to it, on the sound vibration. And then bring your heart, chant with some feeling, some desire for divine connectedness. Please chant now. Shiva, 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 Shambhu. Shiva, 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 Shambhu. Shiva, 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 Shambhu. Shiva, 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 Shambhu. Oh,
deva shambhu, mahadeva shambhu.
Everybody please.
Mahadeva shambhu. Mahadeva Shambhu, Mahadeva Shambhu.
Everybody please.
Mahadeva Shambhu.
This one I stand alone.
Mahadeva Shambhu. Mahadeva Shambhu.
Everybody please.
Mahadeva Shambhu. Mahadeva.
Oh!
Shiva, Shiva, Shiva Shambhu. Shiva, Shiva, Shiva Shambhu. Shiva, Shiva, Shiva Shambhu. Shiva, Shiva, Shambhu. Shiva, Shiva, Shiva Shambhu.
Shiva, Shiva, Shiva Shambhu.
Mahadeva Shambhu. Mahadeva Shambhu.
Look at my wristwatch so that no one sees it. Yes, time is also there. Finally, I want to request all of you to join in the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Once Mother Yashoda came to little Krishna and said, "Why are you stealing? The whole village talks about your butter thefts." Krishna very shyly looked to the floor. He couldn't lie to his mother, although he had done many times. "My son, we have billions of cows. We have servants who go and bring Dhavan and pick herbs and feed them to the best of these cows so that they give the most fragrant milk. And from this fragrant milk, your mother personally makes butter. Why do you steal in other houses? If you don't stop stealing, you will develop criminal tendencies. Now it's butter, soon it's ox carts. Who knows where this will lead to?" And Krishna looked up, and with tear-filled eyes, he said to his mother, "Mother, I can't stop stealing." The words of the Lord are very deep. It's not a confession of a kleptomaniac. It is a profound. Krishna steals the karma, the bad results of acts done in avidya, ignorance, from the devotees so that they don't need to suffer their karmic reaction. Krishna steals the bonds of birth and death, samsara, from his devotees. And ultimately, he steals the heart. Butter is nothing in comparison to these things. The butter was made by his devotees and they were meditating, "I hope Krishna comes and steals my butter, fresh butter." Krishna will always accept the love of his devotees. He can't stop doing it. "Mother, I can't stop stealing." He is always accepting. Therefore, in bhakti, we feel so sure of love which is responded to, of love which is, how is the English word, erwidert, which is responded, reciprocated. In this world, we are afraid to open our heart because often this heart has been hurt, trampled upon when we have given love. Love to people whom we would like to love. Love even to our path. Love to our guru. Love to the church. It has been disappointed, and therefore we have a lock, iron lock, on the door of the heart so that we don't give that love so freely. But we all have two deep desires. We want to give love and we want to receive love. That's our driving force, which comes up out in crippled ways if we just can't give it. So Krishna can't stop taking our love. It's not that there are too many devotees, too many yogis, and his line is busy, and so on. In Kirtan, there are unlimited lines, and they are never not responded to. It's always being picked up. So I wish to request all of you now to sing this kirtan. I have to look to my musical director. Mm-hmm.
a very good raga.
Maybe Chaitanya Rasa, if it is all right with you, the madanga is loud enough. Can I invite Meera for just one guest performance? Here comes the legendary Meera. She's the voice of the bell cane, the kirtan voice of the bell cane. Meera, I will something. I look at you and say, Jai Radhe, I will request you to lead the lead voice.
No.
In the song, this is totally private. this discussion. As I sing, I will say, Jai Radhe, and look at you. Then you are the lead voice, but the same melody. It sometimes changes the mood when a female voice comes in. Yes, as the lead voice. Or Lishno. This is the best. From whatever you have learned or not learned in this workshop, it's only one word which is important: connect. Huh? You can forget everything. You remember, connect, and then it will work for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jai Radhe,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Mohat please.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Oh, hey, go!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Everybody, please, in one voice, all together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Try to connect with the sound.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
Try to connect with God as you understand Him.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you all very, very much. I consider it a great honor to sing with you, chant with you. I thank also David very much, who has come with a herd of, not cows, a herd of flutes, but one cow was missing for this last one. The tonality didn't make it. I wish to thank also Chaitanya Rasa, who played the madanga, and his good wife Madhavi Saki, who are the organizers of the Yoga Expo in Munich. It comes in January this year again with lots of kirtan. Last time we sang together with Krishna Das, and thank you for the nightingale of the bell canes. I'm aware that there are a few other kirtan singers here with us, and thank you for giving your voice, your good heart. I know Narayani, and I saw Brenda. Thank you for supporting this humble effort with your presence and your good voice. Kirtan really can bring you to a place where you are not before you start kirtan. If you know how to use the bow, or in Sanskrit the upaya. Upaya is a difficult word to translate. The means, kirtan as a means. There's something else in kirtan, a secret which is almost too deep that I don't really dare to speak about it in a public assembly. But when you do kirtan, after some time the means becomes revealed to you at the end. In other words, the divine names which you chant become revealed to you as the divine himself. Yes, you have the darshan. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the great saint, told in this regard a little story which I will leave you thinking. He said once there was a beggar who had never seen gold. So he came to the king asking him, "I heard so much about gold. Could you show me gold?" And the king said, "Yes, you go up the staircase." It was a winding staircase. Go it up, open the door of the only room which you find, and you will see everything there is gold. Gold coins, gold vases, gold swords, everything. The beggar did as he was told. He went up the staircase. He thought, "Oh, this is a very extraordinary staircase." He opened the door and he found gold. He was surprised. There's so much light. In one metal, so much light. But then he became shocked, because he saw something which was just so sweet. Something which was so extraordinary. Not at all ordinary. He looked back on that staircase, and he could see, my God, that staircase was also of gold. That staircase which brought me, die Treppe, die mich zum Gold gebracht hat, that staircase which brought me to the gold, that is gold itself also. It's a golden staircase. But he had not recognized it when he had not yet an experience of gold, when he had not seen that what was lying behind the door. So in kirtan singers throughout the century have described this divine experience, this very personal and private experience, that as they were singing the kirtan, that the Lord came And they noticed the name was non-different from God Himself, because it's all from the absolute world, where there is no difference between an object and the name and the named. So that secret, it is our most heartfelt desire that one day this will become revealed to all of us. Alright, this is the end. What? One moment. Acha, this is my business department. You should announce what you want later. I have something we brought with you, a gift. It is the Kirtan arrow. It's a 5 very interesting points which help you in your own Kirtan performance. They are isolated from scripture, from the Vedic Shastras, and they are really our gold here. As a gift for you, if you wish, you can go to Banu Nandini. You want to be at the door, so you can go there. A little thing is, there are more kirtans offered. I know Narayani's kirtan and Brenda's kirtan. I have marked the time. Narayani is at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Is that correct? In the main main stage. And Brenda, when is your kirtan? 2:30 on the main stage. Please practice more kirtan so that you can take it home with you. Another thing is, yes, I have been invited to give a peace meditation. I do not hope that you consider the time an inhuman time. It's 7:30 in the morning on the main stage, and we could see each other again. We will sing there, but we will also meditate some more. And that's all. And here is Gaurahari for you. We are called the Gaurahari Bhajan Band, so here is Gaurahari for you.
Very shortly, we both have 2 CDs and 2 books, so we can approach our talented cameraman.
Thank you all very much. All the best for you.